Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Nightborn, or the original title, I think it's Jan Lapsi. It's a Finnish movie, but you don't need subtitles, that's the good news. Directed by Hanna Bergholm, written by Hanna Bergholm and Ila Ratsui, starring Sadie Harla as Saga, Rupert Grint as John, and Theodore Milonakis et al. As Kura, because this 14 people that play this child throughout the years. The plot of the movie is, in Finnish forest, Saga and her husband, John, embark on a new chapter as parents. But Saga's joy is overshadowed by a chilling suspicion about their newborn, unbeknownst to John, causing a rift as she alone grapples with the disturbing truth. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh yeah, beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
Hey, boys and girls, this is Scott Alexander from Sex, Love, and Serial Killers.
And this is Jennifer.
So do you like true crime stories, but with a little bit of a twist, a little bit of comedy added in there, and a lot of personal opinion? How about you, Jen?
I do.
Okay, because it took you a second there. Join us on Sex, Love, and Serial Killers. It's available on all streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. Come over and give us a listen and tell us what you think. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Nightborn?
This is another one that had me hooked the second I saw the first trailer. Throw Rupert Grint into a horror movie and you've basically stolen my money before I've even seen a single review. It's a really interesting mix of folk and body horror with some genuinely creepy moments, and for the most part, it delivers. Unfortunately, it also has a few issues that keep it from reaching its full potential. It's one of those movies that's incredibly easy to like and equally as easy to get pissed off by.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Also, I didn't know who Rupert Grint was for a moment because, again, we've had
Ron
this discussion
Weasley.
Before. Yeah, Ron Weasley from Harry Potter. I see that now because I looked him up real quick and all I see is Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Like just all of them, basically. He's in every single one of them for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, he's main character right from the start.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters. So, yeah, I went into this with low expectations. I saw that it was on Shudder. I'm like, all right, I can fuck with that. That's great. We haven't done a Shudder movie in a little bit, I don't think.
Like two weeks?
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks?
I don't know, but I feel like in their defense, they've been releasing bangers this year, so.
Yeah. Actually, I just looked on Shudder, and I'm like, wow, they've got some heavy hitters on there at the moment. Mm. They must have got some sort of fucking licensing deal, or they're just dropping like really big movies. So, fuck yeah. Good for you, Shudder. So, I'm looking at the cover, and I'm looking at the listing for the movie on Shudder right away. One skull for a rating. I'm like, ooh, this ain't good. I'm like, all right. And then I saw the artwork, and I was so fucking confused by it because it's like they're holding the baby, but the baby's like scratching the painting, and like somehow I don't know if the baby's coming out of the painting, but inside the painting at the same time, and.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the baby is scratching the mother's shoulder at the same time.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck was happening there. I saw that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in this with low expectations. And I liked it. I mean, I didn't think it was like a fucking masterpiece or anything like that. But I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Definitely a fucking interesting movie. That's for sure. Because Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even really read into this. I didn't look at any trailers. I went in blind. For the most part, I tend to go in blind these days. You just book the movie and I fucking go watch it.
Yeah, it's better that way, because then I can trick you if I pick something real, something that I know you can't, you have a hard time tolerating.
Yeah, because then I have to commit to the bit.
Yeah.
And I'm one that likes to commit to the bit.
That's the name of the game, unless we get sent a shitty screener and I'm like, Steve, don't bother.
No. That's when you know we've been fucked up. And like when Corey goes, don't watch it, that's when I know, oh, shit, I need you to spill the fucking tea. That's what they say now, right? Yeah, tell me all about it.
This has happened on more than one occasion throughout our 4 years doing this, where usually I'm the one picking the movies, but I'll start watching it and I'll just be like, we got to find something else.
Mm-hmm. Weapons was one of them, right?
We didn't even try to watch Weapons.
No, well, I think the idea was, you didn't really like it. You didn't understand the hype. And you were like, I don't know if this is even 30 Screams or Less material.
I just feel like it wasn't. I mean, we've watched movies that really aren't 30 Screams or Less material anyways. So I guess we could go back and watch Weapons sometimes. But it was
too late.
Not. Mm-mm. I know like this is like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, but it just wasn't for me.
Nightborne is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it?
Are you? Did you say that? Oh, you're talking Weapons. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm talking Weapons.
I fucking got so confused for a second. I was like, you're shitting me. I was like,
wouldn't that
no
be hilarious?
Way. No way. Yeah, that would be fucking crazy. It would have to be like one person that really loved it. Or the scummy thing that we've seen, or what we think, is some people forging reviews. Not forging
buying,
reviews, but just like
buying reviews.
Yeah,
buying, positive
buying
reviews
or getting the fucking people on the set being like, hey, why don't you hop online and write some good reviews about this movie?
I swear that happens on like Letterboxd, because some movies that I just think are complete dog shit that I go on there fully prepared to rate like half a star, people have like 4 or 5 stars on it. I'm like, there's no chance. The director's paying for it.
Nope.
You know, no one else's opinion matters but mine.
Of course, of course. That's kind of like Amazon, where you see all of these amazing reviews and then like it's like good thing. It's just like awesome. Just
vague.
Not a lot of detail in those fucking like reviews.
It's like it's vague, but it's positive.
Yeah, it's super vague but positive. It'd be like cool story, and then it's like 5-star or whatever. It's like okay, got it.
So one thing I really liked about this movie though, shit hits the fan like instantly, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So like we go to this like really awkward sex scene. Like I'm just like, God damn it, why? And
why
then
not?
Within a split second,
sex in the woods, fuck yeah.
And then in a split second, we go to childbirth. Bloody childbirth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We see the head come out. Oh, my God.
Sex scene to a head just exploding.
Just in and out. It's just like popped up.
So
blood everywhere, by the way. I mean,
I know that it's like, obviously, it's very natural, but it was definitely like a jump scare almost.
Oh, yeah. The jump scare for me was seeing the fucking head coming straight out of the vagine. It was just, it's just like out of nowhere. Bloop. I'm like, oh, my fuck.
Yeah, there was like no like slow transition into, you know, the sex to childbirth. It was seamless.
Yeah, usually you get that little buildup. There'll be the hospital scene, and the woman's in the bed, and she's screaming, and the husband's by the side, and then the baby's born, and it's like a happy moment and all that. No, this guy just got a money shot of blood straight to the face with the baby's head plopping out of her vagina.
And then, like, the very next scene is the baby sleeping, and the thing's fucking snoring, right? It's an infant.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm screaming at my TV. I'm like, get that thing a CPAP before you leave the hospital.
Because you know all too well. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you and your sleep app. That thing's crazy. Yeah, you just carry that fucker around.
Yeah, and it's helpful to anyone I'm traveling with. You can attest.
I can attest because you sound like a buzzsaw otherwise. Or you straight die in your sleep.
I should stop wearing it then. Fuck.
No. Dude. Okay. So for the audience... There was one time where Corey and I, we were out with a couple friends. We were on our way to Dillinger Escape Land in New York. And we got a hotel room. And there was 2 beds. So our friends were in the other bed. And you and I were just like, fuck it, we'll share this bed. And you're like, heads up,
I
snore.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. You're like, heads up, I snore. I'm like, I've heard the worst. You literally do sound like a fucking chainsaw. Skimming asses raw. Just...
I remember you told me the next day when, like, we got up to go about our day, you're like, I thought you died last night because you stopped breathing.
Oh, yeah. So this was a different time. I mean, for the New York...
A different time.
Yeah, the Dillinger Escape Plan trip, he's sounding like a buzzsaw. And then we decide, well, we go to Silver Scream Con one year. We stay at a hotel. I'm still up, and he's sleeping. I'm going to use this, like, quote, end quote, sleeping, probably dying. I don't know, but all of a sudden, he snores, and he stops. And I don't think he's breathing. He just dead ass stops breathing. And I'm like sitting up like, oh my God, is he fucking dead? Do I have to call 911? And all of a sudden just like, Jesus.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. But hey, now you can actually sleep better and fucking all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sleep apnea is no joke, people. Fucking.
We just turn this episode into a go get a sleep study. And we're turning this episode into a, you know, make sure you're up to date on your medicals.
Yes, exactly. Make sure you're up to date on your medicals. Get your sleep studies done and wear a mask to bed. Pretend you're Bane. All that good stuff. We should go back into the movie though.
Oh yeah. We're talking about a movie.
Yeah, we're talking about a movie.
I was talking about a baby needing a CPAP, and then we started telling stories about me dying on road trips.
That was fucking wild, man. Oh my God. So anyways, yeah, this movie starts off with a bang. We are just like straight newlywed. I think newlywed, or maybe just a regular husband and wife at this point for a little bit. But husband and wife carried through the threshold. They're checking out the house. This house, by the way, is Saga's like childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
Or like her grandmother's home. And I guess maybe it was just abandoned and she took it over with the husband. And it was a beautiful looking house. Decrepit as fuck because of years of neglect. But
yeah, but it looked so like just where it was. It was like in the middle of the woods. And were they in Finland?
Yeah, they were in Finland.
Yeah, in the middle of the woods, just like the landscapes there are much nicer than here.
Yeah. By the way, is Finland known for their trolls? Is that like the folklore with Finland?
Let me consult the internet real quick.
Consult the internet. Okay. Because, yeah, this movie's about that, basically.
So I didn't know that at first. I thought this thing was a fucking werewolf. Oh, yeah. Yes. Finland is known for trolls.
Okay. I don't understand why Finland is known for trolls other than maybe folklore, which, I mean, that's fine. I don't know where the troll derives from. But I know it's in, like, Dungeons & Dragons and shit.
So is that what the baby was supposed to be, was a troll?
Yeah, I think so. But I honestly thought the baby was a werewolf.
Yeah, because it started growing a tail.
Yeah, started
growing. And it had all the hair on its back.
Exactly. It had all the hair on its back, started growing a tail, and then it was having trouble with daylight. So I'm like, all right, is this baby part vampire? Because they're back from the hospital at this point, and she's trying to breastfeed him, and that baby is just straight up drinking blood out of her boob.
Well, the baby thinks it's beef jerky.
I guess so. So yeah, the baby just fucking bites on and you just see blood coming out of her boob. Also, the husband is kind of a douche, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He sucks. I mean, I'll get into that. But basically, this baby is like feeding off of her and drinking blood. And the husband is just very critical of the whole process, almost seeming like he knows more, like telling her what to do and all this stuff.
I was reading into this a lot after I watched it, though. And I had a feeling it was kind of a big, long metaphor for postpartum depression.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
No, it was.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of interviews and stuff with like cast members and directors, and that's sort of the metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
That's also why she was, I think, getting a little snippy with John, but he was also a dick, so.
Yeah, he sucked. He was trying to tell her what to do and everything. And when it comes to that stuff, it's kind of, it's like a 50-50 deal. You're not just going to go there and lecture the person on how to raise a child. That's fucked up. Especially when she just had a baby and she's probably still like reeling from the effects of that. That's got to be a fucking nightmare. I mean, you saw her like, I mean, she fucking exploded basically in the delivery room.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
She did.
Okay. I don't know childbirth firsthand, but I know enough that you're not seeing blood spraying across the room. That's what happened here though. And apparently this baby was born prematurely, but it was like fucking full blown at this point, like a full blown not an infant, like a child almost.
It was rapidly growing.
Yeah, it was growing real fucking fast and like walking really quick and everything like that. Yeah, this thing was crazy. I'm thinking multiple things. I'm thinking werewolf. I'm thinking vampire. when I
we
saw,
also had that scene with, were you going to say the sun?
I was getting to it, but okay. Yeah, I mean, like, we can obviously jump into that. I was going to say about the troll deal and like the Finnish folklore, and I was kind of thinking that too. Maybe it's a troll. Maybe he's part of the forest. Maybe he's a tree. I don't know. Nothing was clear just yet, but also we are fucking like 20 minutes into this movie. A lot went down in a short span of time. And yeah, there was that one scene though, where this is where I was thinking he was a vampire. Because he's outside in the carriage and his skin is burning in the sun.
Yeah.
And we're not talking like a sunburn. We're talking like third degree bubbling skin type deal. And Sokka actually puts the blanket over the child. The father wants to take the blanket off. And she's like, he doesn't want to see the sunlight. And the whole time, the father just questioning her, telling her like what to do and everything. And I think at this point, she's put up with enough shit with the baby to know, okay, something's up. And she was saying that. She was trying to tell him there's something wrong with this fucking child.
Yeah.
She was even referring to the baby as it at some points.
Hey, did you know that those types of strollers are all terrain? Because I didn't.
I didn't either.
Dude, she was hauling ass through the forest with that thing.
Yeah, just fucking bouncing everywhere. I feel like that would cause shaken baby syndrome. Am I wrong here? Just fucking bouncing them like that?
I mean, probably.
Movie magic?
Yeah, movie magic.
But maybe not, because the baby's head is down. I don't know. I'm not about to bounce a baby all around in a carriage, that's for sure. But yeah, she had one of those old school baby carriages, the ones that you see in like Disney movies from the 50s. And she's trying to fucking bring this thing through the forest and just bouncing everywhere. But I'm starting to think that this baby has something to do with the forest, because you can tell the trees are starting to act up a little bit. Not to mention that sex scene, those trees looked a lot like people.
Yep.
Especially one of them had full-blown tit. Like, had a full-blown tit just fucking hanging off the tree. And that wasn't just a simple trunk. That was just, it looked like a boob.
Yeah, they were definitely different shapes. People, the boob.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else. Like, wasn't there a tree branch that looked like a straight-up hand
yes.
at one point?
Yeah, the one that caught Ron Weasley. What's his name? John. Caught John's shirt. So, yeah, it was like a tree that looked like a hand and is just grabbing John. And this is before they went and had some sexy time in the woods. And
so maybe that's the whole troll thing, though.
Yeah, maybe that's the whole troll thing. I'm thinking that if they didn't have sex in the woods, that maybe this baby wouldn't have been a troll baby. That hasn't even been established, by the way. We haven't even established if it's like anything other than a child that's fucked up.
So that was like one of my biggest gripes with this movie. I mean, obviously we find out that she gets that story from her mother, Sokka.
Yeah.
That whatever this is kind of passed down. Right?
Yeah. The grandmother always said something like, there's something in the woods or whatever.
Yeah. Like, so it might be like a family, like whatever this is passed through the family. And, you know, Sokka had a child and we learned that isn't Sokka kind of got the stuff in her too? She starts acting weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But a lot of it, I don't know. It's just not explained. That was one of my biggest gripes. It's just not explained.
Yeah. There's a whole slew of stuff that isn't really explained. There's, I mean, one scene, for instance, where she develops this crazy rash when she's away from Kuru. What the? How do you pronounce
Kuru?
Kuru? How do you pronounce this baby's name again? Karuma? No, that's a vehicle in Grand Theft Auto. Kuru. It almost sounds like Al Pacino saying it. Kuru. Kuru.
Kuru.
Kuru.
It is Kuru.
Kuru. Okay.
Kuru.
Kuru. So anyways, the baby, Kuru, was away from the mother, and the mother's out with some friends just hanging out, like getting out of the house for once, because clearly the husband thinks she's losing her mind. So he's like, you know what? Go into town, hang out with your friends. I'll take care of Kuru and just have fun. Stay in town, whatever. And so she starts doing that, but she starts developing this crazy rash. And I was starting to wonder, like, she's a vegetarian in this movie. Until we see her basically devouring raw meat with Kuru.
It was like a raw pot roast.
Yeah, it was like a raw pot roast. But I'm thinking the trees are fighting back, right? And she's a vegetarian. So I didn't know if maybe eating the vegetables was pissing the trees off a little bit. And they're wanting this tree, like the trees are wanting her to eat meat.
That's yeah, okay.
Something like that. I don't
Good
know.
Theory.
I know it's a theory. I mean, vegetables are in the ground, so you know it's a theory. I don't know if it holds water. Maybe it does. I don't know. But there's this one scene where she's out with her friends and she's having something that's vegetarian and she starts developing this crazy rash. And it's not that she's allergic to anything. It wasn't nuts or anything, no meat allergies, nothing. And she runs out, she grabs a fucking pot roast and brings it back to the house and feeds it to Kura. And I'm going to say it that way every single fucking time.
Kura.
Kura.
Like it.
Yeah, feeds it to Kura. And that's what the baby loves. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about cow blood.
Oh, yeah. She just got tired of getting bit.
Yeah.
And went out and got her kids some cow blood.
Yeah, well, there's one scene where she's obviously trying to breastfeed him, not happening because all he's doing is drinking her blood. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you just fucking use a breast pump and then use a bottle? So she tries that right after that. I'm like, okay, she's got this under control, clearly. So tries the bottle. Nope, cuts her hand. Now the baby is drinking her blood from a plate. I'm like, okay, this is fucked up. Is this baby a vampire? This is where I'm thinking the baby's a vampire because he's drinking her blood.
Do trolls drink blood? Is that part of the lore?
I don't know. Let me see. Did you see the movie Troll?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they eat children, right? I mean, yes, don't they? I mean, Ernest Scared Stupid, they fucking had something to do with, like, about to eat kids. But they
in
got
some folklore, they are portrayed as consuming blood.
Consuming blood. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. So it is a troll. And do trolls have tails, though? Are they ever depicted with tails? Look it up.
Do trolls have tails?
I don't know. We're asking if mythological beings have tails.
Trolls are often depicted as having tails.
Okay,
in
so he's
various modern interpretations, but traditional folklore does not consistently describe them as having tails.
Okay.
That's what threw me off, was the tail.
Yes, that's what
I'm
threw
like,
me
this
off
thing
to.
Is a werewolf.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was a werewolf, and then I thought it was a vampire, but vampires don't have tails from what I gather. But then there was that scene where the kid held iron, like an iron fire picker, which was not heated the slightest bit, by the way, but it burned him. And I don't know if that's something that has to do with trolls where they can't touch iron.
Let's Google that one too.
Let's look that up too on Google. Let's see. What does Google say about this? Maybe trolls don't like iron. Trolls don't like metal.
In folklore, you're never going to believe this.
Okay.
Trolls are often believed to be harmed or repelled by iron.
Okay. So confirmed, the kid is a fucking troll. There we go.
Okay.
Plot twist. Kid's a troll. There we go. Easy fix. Thank you, Google, for clearing all that up. So, yeah, wow. We've established okay. This child is a troll, but it wasn't really made clear in the movie. I don't remember there being a reference to trolls in this. Do you?
I feel like there might have been within the conversation that Saga had with her mother, but I could be completely wrong.
You might be right. Now, there's the problem with that in this movie is that it's in English for the majority of it, and then out of nowhere, like, from left field, they'll throw a Finnish at you. And then you're just like, oh, shit. Okay. And now you're reading for the subtitles real fast. And then you're missing probably shit that we missed. Like, for all we know, she probably said that her grandmother was always talking about trolls. But all I remember was her saying, your grandmother was always talking to something in the woods. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Like, I was the same way as a kid. And I'm like, okay, was she a troll then? And then she had a child, which is Saga. And then Saga had a baby boy, kind of breaking the lineage of daughters. I don't know. Are you looking this up now, too?
I actually had another thought that we haven't talked about yet, because there was a scene in the beginning of the movie when Kura ripped off the grandmother's earring.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I feel like Saga may have been using Jedi mind tricks to make this baby rip the mother's earring out, because she kept looking at her like a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, does Saga hate her mother and made Kura rip the mother's earring out?
Maybe.
Jedi mind trick. So I was just Googling if trolls can use mind control.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. There was clearly this special connection between Saga and Kura, because Kura, as soon as he got close to her, like that rash I was just talking about, that thing went away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like they can't be too far apart.
Yeah.
However, at the end of the movie, he goes and plays with the trolls. I mean, we'll get to that. But yeah, so we're kind of bouncing around all over the place.
That's okay. We don't need to talk about the whole thing.
Yeah, we don't need to talk a lot about this. Oh, so you know what I did want to talk about is now the mother is starting to find a way to bond with this child. And she's doing it, I think, through meat. So she realizes that the baby likes to eat meat, and then she starts eating raw meat, and she's starting to actually feel better for it. Now, like, the baby's like, oh, shit, we're eating meat together. We're having a good time. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about, too? I'm sorry. We're bouncing around all over the place. The cousin getting her finger bit off by the baby.
Just having a snack.
Just having a snackaroo. This is where the mother starts getting really agitated with the baby, like before they start actually playing together and everything and actually bonding. But she's like, this baby is evil, blah, blah, blah. And her sister was just like, no, it's not the baby, it's you. Like, so this whole family is against her. The mother just gives her shit. The sister gives her shit. And she's clearly alone in, like, this whole thing, because even the husband is being pretty shitty, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just her and Kura the whole time. So Kura bites the baby's finger off. I'm sorry. I had to just stop doing the Kura for a minute. So Kura bites the cousin's finger off. And then the mother and Kura start, like, hanging out together, and they're bonding, and they're having a good time. And husband comes in, finds them both sleeping in a hole in the middle of that nursery.
The hole she ripped in the floor earlier in the movie.
Yeah, and it's like a tree that's just coming out of that hole, or like a little branch, but assuming it's going to be a tree. But this is where the husband is really starting to be like, I don't think you're fit to be a mother. I'm going to take full custody of the child, all this stuff. And they get into this massive fight. And the trees are not having it, Corey. They are not a fan. So Ron Weasley, very much D.E.D. dead. So they're fighting each other in the nursery. They're just like, I don't know, like grabbing each other's faces and throats and shit like that. And then the trees just attack. And John is impaled by one of the trees. And I know we skipped through a lot, but that's fine. John falls to the ground and the baby just starts drinking John's blood like any troll would. And the mother, Saga, just goes in and rips John's heart out like it's nothing, by the way. Just like plop, like no big deal, feeding the heart to the child. And they're both eating it. And next thing we see is Kura's outside, naked, about to run into the woods. Saga's looking on, all bloody. And then you see the trees coming to life and, like, greeting Kura. And that's it. End scene, fade to black.
Great ending.
Great ending.
Not really.
No. We're, like, left a lot open for interpretation. Without knowing Finnish folklore, you don't know this is about a troll. You think it's something that has to do with the trees being evil or coming to life or whatever, and that maybe this is a werewolf baby and that drinks blood. We don't know. We're not familiar in that kind of folklore. So people maybe watching the Finnish movie, if they're from Finland, maybe they know that. But we don't know that. So I don't think it really resonated us, and it seemed confusing. We didn't understand what the ending really meant. But yeah, I thought the ending was a little confusing there for us. Left a lot of room for interpretation, which is typically fine, but I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, I wasn't even sure where it was going to go until that happened. It almost felt like they just rushed the ending anyways.
Yeah, it was all like you said, I mean, the folklore.
Yeah.
I'm sure it made sense to people that understand that folklore, but we certainly didn't.
Yeah, we didn't understand that folklore. But I think we can just get into it, Corey. What do you give Nightborn?
3 out of 5 overall. I enjoyed this more than I didn't. The score was excellent. The cinematography was great. The atmosphere was fantastic. And I really loved the set pieces, especially the isolated forest. And I thought the house looked amazing too, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Those locations did so much of the heavy lifting when it came to building tension. And visually, the movie had a lot going for it. My biggest issue is definitely the ending. I'm not asking for filmmakers to pull out a whiteboard and give me a TED talk on creature biology, but I would have appreciated something. We know they eat people. We know whatever the mother has gets passed down to the baby. And then the movie basically pats you on the head and says, you'll figure it out. I'm all for vagueness when it's earned, but this felt like it confused mysterious with, we'll just stop explaining things. One extra scene or even a couple of lines of dialogue could have elevated this from a movie I liked to one I absolutely loved.
Yeah, I agree. You know what would have fixed this? A book. A simple book scene.
Sure.
Like a book around the house that was left there by the grandmother that showed a troll. Done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Issue resolved.
A poster on the wall.
Yep. Like something, a piece of art that would have hinted at the idea of a troll, of that folklore. If that was implemented, then yeah, this would have been great. I probably would have given it a higher score. And for that, I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5 on this. And I felt the same way. Good, not great. The acting was good, but I think if you're a parent watching this, you're going to get straight up PTSD from the screaming baby through 90% of the movie, which after a while was a bit maddening. And I can understand why Sokka was going a little bit crazy after hearing the baby scream so much. I loved the score and thought the overall premise of the movie was unique. Overall, it just didn't really do it for me, but I don't feel like my time was wasted. However, that ending, as we talked about, definitely left this open for interpretation because I don't think it really knew how to end or really how to clear things up for people that aren't familiar in that folklore. But overall, good movie. If you want to watch Nightborn, you can watch it now on Shudder. All right, everyone, help out our algorithm by liking, following, and subscribing to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and Slasher. Yes, all of them. No, we're not sorry.
Leave us a 5-star review on every podcast platform you use so strangers can also regret listening to us. Tell your friends, too, because misery loves company.
Our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Go listen to him on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to buy it immediately like a responsible adult.
We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Wrestling, heavy metal, horror, basically everything your parents warned you about. Go check them out at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
Visit 30screamsorless.com. to buy some merch.
Want us to review something? Contact us through our website or scream into the void on social media. Same difference.
Also, freshen up your face with Beard Octane and save some money while you're at it. Be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout to save 10% off your order because your beard deserves better than neglect and regret. Smell good, look alive, and scare people for the right reasons. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.